Midwest weather conditions may be somewhat tenuous as we move forward through the next couple of weeks. The main reason why I say that is because the rains that are expected may have a bit of a below average bias still prevailing, and that's going to make it difficult for any large-scale improvement in soil moisture from occurring. With that said, though, the temperatures are not expected to be all that hot. In fact, they will probably be cooler than usual in this first week of the outlook, and because of that, we'll conserve a lot of the moisture with slower evaporation rates. And the end result is that most crops will hang in there with this drier bias still playing out. Without the heat, we don't lose moisture as quickly, and crops are able to handle the moisture situation a little bit better when it does rain periodically. We are going to see some shower activity in the Midwest. It's just not going to be very impressive. But if we can keep temperatures in the 70s or even some 60s like we've got coming up here in the next couple of days, that will certainly help to conserve the moisture. Now, I'm not implying we'll see 60-degree temperatures all the way through the forecast period. Instead, we'll see 70s and lower 80s eventually becoming more widespread across the region, and that's still warm enough to stimulate some net drying. But with the precipitation being somewhat light but yet still occurring periodically, we'll likely still manage to do okay, I think, over these next 2 weeks. But we're not going to fix the moisture deficits, and with that in mind, if we get into the second half of June and temperatures suddenly turn much warmer and we keep the below average bias and the precipitation potential, then we're suddenly looking at a more stressful environment that could be far more threatening than what we've seen up till now. There is some relief potential for the Delta coming up. The Delta and southeastern states will see a cool front drift through the region as we go through the middle to latter part of next week. That frontal system should produce some opportunity for periodic showers and thunderstorms. In the best case scenario, we'll actually see an increase in soil moisture. In the worst case scenario, we'll probably hold it status quo or slightly dry down. But it does buy us some time because we are not expecting to see much in the way of follow-up precipitation. But that does buy us some time because we don't expect to see temperatures turn very warm or hot anytime real soon. The European model today continues to suggest a large cutoff low pressure system may form in the Delta and portions of the southeastern states over time in the second weekend of the two-week outlook. If that forecast turns out to be correct, we may see some more significant improvements in southeastern and Delta locations as we go through the second week of the outlook from June 7th through the 14th. In the meantime, there is no excessive heat even in the second week of the outlook for the U.S. Midwest. The mean ridge position stays in the plains and some of the Rocky Mountain region, and that opens the door of opportunity for some timely shower and thunderstorm activity to occur, along with temperatures that will be seasonable, with a slight warmer bias in the west, slight cooler bias in the east. And all that put together, we end up with a relatively good environment for crop development, although those areas that are already lacking on moisture are going to need some greater amounts of rain, certainly by the second half of this month. Outside of that issue, I think the only other thing to cover this morning is some of the dryness that is still prevailing in places like China and the lower Volga River Basin in parts of south central Russia. There will be some relief coming up this weekend in parts of eastern Australia, with another round of precipitation benefiting some of the wheat, barley, and canola produced in that part of the world. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.